natural nature, which is sin and iniquity. But thanks be unto God who hath called us out of the world into his marvelous light. And you're sitting in a lit up place tonight. You can see you're good and you can see you're bad. That's the advantage of light. And you can get rid of the pitiful and take on the powerful, because that's the advantage of knowledge. You can take on the glory of the Lamb, or you can take on the glory of the flesh. That's the beauty of having a house of God where the glory of the Lord fills the place, and we can see ourselves as we really are, and we can feel our weakness and we can feel our strength, and we can test our joy against everything. Why don't you look at your neighbor and say, I'm glad I'm not you. I would hate to be responsible for you. I've got enough responsibility for myself. And if you'll indulge me just a few minutes, I want to talk to you from a scripture that has captured my heart years ago. Philippians, the fourth chapter, one of the greatest writers in our historical world. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Philippians, the fourth chapter, fifth verse. Catch this now. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. And I promise you, he and I didn't touch base on what we're going to be talking about. I just told him I wanted him to come speak for 10 minutes or so, and then I told him, as he came up, take your liberty, give an altar call, whatever. And he was very courteous, and we appreciate the ministry, Brother Libby. But let your thanksgiving and your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there's any virtue, and if there be any praise, somebody say, think on these things. Those things, somebody say, think on these things. Those things, somebody say, think on these things, which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do them. And if you will, the God of peace will be with you all the way to the end of your world. Now, this comes from a man that his murder expertise had filled the entire Christian community. He was dreaded. He went everywhere destroying anybody that got in his path. And yet when he came and watched and saw and heard and experienced what you have already heard, his mind was so transformed as he began to think of his role in this world. And he began to think of what he was doing with his life. He began to think of how he was living his life. And he began to think of what he was going to reap for living like he did. And when he saw the Jesus crowd, and when he saw that this glory was so much more majestic than the glory of the kings of the earth, and that this wisdom was so elevated above the wisdom of the world and the wise of the educational system, he said, look, I'm going to tell you, I'm willing to give my life for that stuff. I'm telling you, there's nothing I have ever touched, money or power in the world. I have never touched anything as great as hope Holy Ghost fire. I've never touched anything that can make you whole again as I have the wisdom of God in life. I have never felt the impact of killing somebody like I have of forgiving somebody. I have experienced it all, and I'm telling you, Jesus, I'll die for your cause. You do whatever you want to do, but I'm going to give my life. What a measure. We see his tremendous, one of the highest in the world. He was given authority in the world beyond most anybody. And then, somebody say he got to thinking. He just started thinking when he saw apostolic authority. When he saw the wisdom of God that held sun in place and the moon in place and the orchestration of air and how humans breathe that air and then how humans could by study learn immeasurable things. And then he met the crowd that had learned about heaven and the people that had learned about forgiveness and the people that had learned about mercy. And the people that had learned to dance and praise the Lord. And that's why you were able to preach that ministry tonight about praising God in a jail cell. And so this man, he said, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, if there be anything that's of a good, think on them. Now, every thought has something in it. I already squeezed the top off. But here's the beautiful thing. If there be anything of virtue, if there be anything of praise, if there be anything that's honest, if there be anything that's good, think on these things. Thinking is when you squeeze on a thought. How many of you have ever squeezed on a thought about midnight? When the wind was going. And all of a sudden outside the lights, the street lights all went out. And all of a sudden you said to somebody, you know, honey, I don't know what's happening. Are you afraid? No, I'm not afraid. Well, what are you doing up trying to lock all the doors? Oh, I just check and make sure no wind was getting in. And all of a sudden, she starts squeezing. Bah! And it only took one shout. And about a third of you jumped about an inch off of your seat. Because when you squeeze on a thought, you start becoming a part of it. But here's what happens. Jesus shared it with us. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Discerning of spirits is one of the most valuable things. It's not all this hocus pocus that the soothsayers and the wizards try to talk to you about. I see in your future, little lady, an ugly man, but he's going to be nice to you. That's a bunch of baloney. The words that I speak are filled with spirit. Somebody says a word to the husband or to the wife, and they look back and say, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Oh, you didn't catch it. Nothing. And you look back and say, don't tell me nothing's wrong. And the more each of you squeeze on your thoughts, the more spirit comes out. And we are controlled by spirits. And the once you begin to think on more spiritual iniquity, the more you get angry and intolerable, and the more you find yourself upset easy and all of that. But when you think on the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for me, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and how he set me free, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, I get baptized with a holy anointing. I find myself dancing and shouting. I find the glory almost unthinkable. So Paul is telling us, choose what you meditate on. Because if it came out of hell, it may taste good when you taste the first sugar. But when you start eating the forbidden fruit, you're violating your own future. God wants to anoint us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Meditate, Psalms 1, 1 through 3. Meditate on the law of the Lord. Day and night. You want a power? Meditate. Squeeze on the glorious truths of God, because they're going to baptize you until sin is washed out of your brain, and you're going to be in direct connection with the one who raises the dead and who walks on water and who talks until devils start running. I'm here to tell somebody, God didn't call you to fill a church bench. He called you to anoint you. He wants every one of you to walk out of this house tonight imbibed, drunk. No way I can finish this message. I'm just going to call everybody to the front that wants to be intoxicated with a heavenly healing. You want to be free from the pitifulness of the past, and you want to move into the powerfulness of your real calling, the real reason he birthed you to start with. Come on, crowd in. Make room for everybody. This is a fraternal thing. The singers are coming. But most of all, we're all going to make a commitment. This year, I'm going to choose carefully what I keep meditating on and what I keep in my mind, because I'm going to rise above everything, because the Word of God is going to set you free. And he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. You're free to rejoice. You're free to be glorious. You're free to be holy. You're free to have a great conduct. You're free to have a reputation. Singers, let's entertain the presence of God for about 5 minutes. And why don't you think, just for the first minute, what do I really want to be in life? What do I want people to think of me? A holy man, a holy lady, a godly mother, a godly dad. And then as you begin to think, that's what he called me to. Let's sing. And let's open our soul. It may be tears. It may be a kneeling. It may be a shouting. But he said, we're sprinkled. And some of you felt the sprinkling by the word and the crimson stream of blood.
Jesus, Jesus.
Feel free to pray for one another.
Tremble,
feel free. feel free to rejoice with
Jesus,
one another. We're not going to be the same after tonight. You're going to feel a new itch.
Jesus.
You're going to feel a new hunger.
You'll make the darkness tremble. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 You'll make the darkness tremble. Jesus. Jesus. You silence me. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Tremble, Jesus, Jesus, your silence fear, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Tremble, Jesus, Jesus, your silence fear, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Speak that name, Jesus, Jesus. stronghold shall be broken. You wear a victor's crown. You overcome, you overcome. Every hard thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear a victor's crown. You overcome, you overcome. Every hard thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome, you overcome.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear. Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus.
You in this place tonight.
name, I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus.
Oh, Satan, you are.
Satan, you're a liar.
I said,
Jesus has all power. You can't bring me down. I'm heaven bound.
Oh, Satan, you are.
Satan, you're a liar. Jesus has all power. You can't bring me down. I'm heaven bound.
I just can't stop.
I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus.
Oh, I'm gonna shout. I'm gonna shout for joy, 'cause he set me free.
Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. I'm gonna shout for joy, 'cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name.
Satan, you're a liar.
I said, Satan, you're a liar.
And Jesus
has all power.
You
can't bring me down. I'm heaven bound.
Oh, I gotta praise.
I gotta praise. I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise.
Deliverance in Jesus' name.